Hi everyone, it's Jo again, and this is in response to Omani blog, who asked us to talk about heroes and books that we would recommend. Well, I'm going to do books. I'm an absolutely avid reader. Mostly I read fiction, I have to say, so I read for pleasure really. Although I do occasionally read an autobiography or something like that. And in fact, the first book that I'm going to recommend is autobiographical, and it's called A Friend Like Henry, and it's by Nuala Gardner, N-U-A-L-A Gardner, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, and it's set in Scotland, and it's a family who have a son who is autistic, and it's their struggle to help him. And Henry is a golden retriever that they buy to help with their son's autism, and it is an amazing and very honest story. I know that Omani blog has talked about the training of dogs to help autistic children in Ireland, and I recommended this book to him because I thought he might find it interesting. It is a really, really good book, well worth a read if you're interested in that kind of thing. But even if you're not, it is certainly worth a read. It's very touching, very honest, and it is the mum who writes it. She is Nuala, if I've pronounced that right, or Nuala, probably. But she's written the book, and it is very, very good. So that would be my number one to recommend. Secondly, and this is fictional, although parts of it are based on fact, I believe, and it's called Leaving Jack, and it's by Gareth Crocker, and it's about a man who loses his family and decides to enter the Vietnam War, which isn't going very well at the time, and he finds, and this is another one about a dog. I do read quite a few books that have animals in them. And this again, I think, is either a retriever or a Labrador. It's a couple of years ago that I read this. But the dogs we used during the Vietnam War to help the soldiers. But at the end of the war, the high-ups basically said that all the dogs had to be left behind, that they wouldn't take them back to America. And I can't remember the man's name in the book, but he is, how can I leave my best friend behind? So he decides that he will make his own way back home, and he will not leave Jack. And it's his story and Jack's story, and it is brilliant. Really heartwarming about friendship between a man and a dog, and the lengths that people will go to help each other, and just a really, really good story. He goes to the Vietnam War, and he intends to die because he's lost his family, and he is in the depths of despair. And it's just the turnaround and the struggle, and it is an amazing book. Not too long, but if you get a chance, have a read. What other books would I recommend? I love reading Jack Higgins. I really like his books. Fictional, again. Right, a lot of his books are set in Ireland, to do with the troubles in Ireland, the IRA and things like that. But I just love them. I just find them very, very easy to get into, very, very easy to read. I particularly like his Sean Dillon series, of which I think there are about a dozen now, maybe more. I also like some, not all, I like some Stephen King and some Dean Koontz. Dean Koontz wrote a book, guess what? It's got a golden retriever in it, called Watchers, which I've done a review on here before about that. And it's basically about two animals that are experimented on in America, and they escape from the laboratory, and one is good and one is evil. And it's the story of them, really, and the people that they encounter and come into contact with, the lives that they change. And that book, when I read it, made me laugh, made me cry, every emotion, you name it, anger, disappointment, it just excitement, suspense, any emotion, I felt it reading that book. It's quite long, but Dean Koontz is a very good author, but that is my favourite book. In fact, I've read it twice and I will probably read it again at some point. What other books I read? Oh, well, in the past I've read Frederick Forsyth. Probably one of my favourite ones of his is The Dogs of War, which was also made into a film. It was actually my dad who recommended that to me and I loved it. Very, very good. He also wrote The Day of the Jackal, which is another good book. It's about a plot to assassinate Charles de Gaulle. Does he succeed or does he fail? Well, you have to read the book to find out. Although, if you know your history, then you know the answer to that. What else? I do read a lot of other genres of books. I like books that are set in the First and Second World Wars. I like to learn about not just the soldiers or the airmen, but I like real people, you know, to learn about what it was like for them during the war. I do wish my gran on my dad's side was born in 1898, no longer with us. She died when she was 90. But I do remember as a little girl her telling me lots of stories about her family and the First and Second World War, because obviously she lived through both of them. And I wish I'd paid more attention now. So I do like reading books about that. I like learning about what happened to ordinary people as well as the, you know, as anybody else in that sort of area. So that's just a taster. I'm probably going to run out of time because I only have 10 minute boost. So that's just a taste of what I read. I do read an awful lot of other stuff. I'm never without a book on the go. At the moment I am reading Dark Echo by F.J. Cottam, I think it is, or F.G. Cottam. That is a supernatural book, but I'm only just getting into it, so I couldn't tell you much about it, whether I'm going to rate it or not, but I may do a review at the end of it on here. So anyway, I hope other people answer this question and put some recommendations out there, because I'm always after new authors to read. If you do get a chance to read any of the books that I've recommended, I hope you enjoy them, and get back to me and let me know what you think, or do an audio boo and, you know, let me know what you thought of them. Anyway, I'll go for now because I'm probably going to run out of time. Take care, everybody, and I look forward to hearing any boos that you put out there on the same subject. I shall chat to you soon. Bye.